Boys by the Pappy Show is a celebration of manhood through dance and movement. It takes a group of young men of colour and challenges received notions of masculinity. It's a joyful and tender dance that hopes to unravel preconceptions and uncover the endless possibilities that can make up a man. It's taking place Saturday and Sunday at the Old Market in Hove, and I met up with two of the boys' team, Kwame and Comron, to find out what to expect.
Well, it's time to start the show. Lost my heart and lost my soul. Not giving in.
Boys is a celebration of manhood, but also the main thing it does is explores the sides of masculinity that we don't often see presented in mainstream media or on stage. So the sort of the vulnerability, the silliness, the closeness, and it's particularly because we're a cast of all men of colour, particularly challenging the sort of image that men of colour have of sort of toughness or a hyper-masculinity, and showing how connected, how close, how loving we can be.
Yeah, I think it really gives that like us permission and licence to showcase sides of ourselves that perhaps at times men don't feel the liberty to do so. And by being men of colour, we very much celebrate the journeys that our family have made from their respective place of origin to where we've come to today. The majority of us live in and around London, and we want to kind of, I guess, celebrate the fact that London, as like as many other cities, is very multicultural, and it represents something far better and bigger than just the United Kingdom. So we celebrate who we are and what we are, and I guess our makeup as well.
Mm. So what inspired you to get involved? Were you dancers before?
We're not dancers.
No, okay. Pappy Show is kind of a type of physical theatre that often we use dance in the forms, but none of us, bar one, I think, are actually trained as dancers. We're all sort of primarily actors who use physical gesture to tell stories.
Yeah.
The Pappy Show started as a way of bringing actors together to train in physical theatre, actors who weren't necessarily dancers but wanted to use their bodies to tell stories. And we've been interested, or Kane, the AD's artist director, has been interested in gender for a long time. So we made pieces sort of trying to explore gender in a way that feels like we're adding to the conversation but not just treading along the same sort of ground that's been trodden before.
Quite a lot of my key moments as being a man have been amongst like this work, and it's very much helped me identify what it means to be a man. I mean, very much in the same vein, the Pappy Show works in a very playful way. Mm-hmm. And like music and dance is a way of like expressing joy and having fun, and so it is kind of very close to what we do. Even on our warm-ups and the games we play, we've always got some tunes banging on. But like, none of us are kind of put together because we're good movers, and no one should ever feel like you have to be a good mover to ever kind of invest into our work. We run workshops that open to the public, and everyone, a lot of friends, like, I really want to come, but like, I'm not very good at moving. I'm like, it doesn't matter.
You're the perfect person.
Exactly. Just come have fun with us.
Yeah.
Have a dance, listen to some songs, let's play some games, and we'll make some theatre and we've done all that first.
Yeah. In the show, we are ourselves. We're not putting on sort of characters, we're not pretending to be other people, so when people come see the show, they meet us.
Yeah.
And in a way, if we were all sort of all beautiful movers who could make incredible shapes, then there's not the same connection, because you don't see, oh, you're just a person who is showing who they are, who's revealing themselves. You feel like there's some kind of, oh, I can't do that, I don't know that.
Yeah.
And so seeing someone who can't dance, who can't sing, dance because they just love doing it, is in a way is so beautiful.
You kind of touched on this there, because there is something about dance as an art form which is very exposing.
Yeah.
So if you're singing, you can create a persona with your songs, but with dancing, it's you, it's your body, it's your physicality. I mean, was that a bit of a barrier for you to overcome, to feel exposed like that?
Do you know what? Given the way the company is such a playful, like, to make a mistake is almost celebrated. Like, you feel
oh,
so
yeah.
You feel so safe that when the work was actually getting made, it didn't feel at all weird, or like there's no level of discomfort. Until, like, I remember when we opened the show and we'd done it, and like we had such a warm response from the audience. We're like, oh my god, like, I've just been myself on stage for an hour, and sides of myself which some of the closest people to my life, full stop, have never seen of me. And to have the warm response, it only encouraged me more to show myself that way. And like what Kwame touched upon, we don't play characters, and one of the first things we actually do, we introduce ourselves, we say our name to you, our actual name. And I think it's very rare for an audience to come see a piece of theatre where they're not trying to invest into another world. Like, they're getting to know us as actors, not the characters we're playing. in a traditional play, for example.
Just to jump off what you said about mistakes being celebrated, often the way we work, the mistakes are where the really exciting things happen. Yeah. We're playing like a game and we're trying to all do it really well, and someone fails in a very particular way. That's when you learn exactly who they are. If they've misunderstood something because for some reason they always hear something the wrong way, or they can't quite make the jump, or can't quite make a move work. That's what's really lovely.
Or just like, we play a lot of ball games, and so there's one called like Pat Pat. And like the rules are, we know the rules, but they're slightly loose, in like it's up to interpretation. So if you're the perpetrator of like doing like a questionable move, the
argue
level of stubbornness that you, you know, yeah, like you put up the barrier, you put up the guard.
It's almost
like,
it's almost
I
like
will
both
not
sides,
be wrong.
Both sides have like attorneys.
Yeah,
like, arguing to a judge.
There's debates. Like, are you on my side or not? Are you on my side? And it's through that stubbornness we're like, we want to encapsulate in this moment in the show the level of stubbornness we kind of get to, or the level of debate we get to, or like the testosterone that might come out in that moment. We're trying to capture that. And that can only happen if we're playing games and someone has made a mistake.
For us, we've managed to find a way in which we know that we all love and care for each other and we want the best for each other. So we can spend 5 minutes shouting about whether or not the ball hitting your chest counts as one of the two touches that you allowed, which happened last night.
Yes, maybe last night.
You have a massive argument, but it's all just hilarious because it's that kind of passion for what we're doing that we then go, but it goes so far. And actually, we're here to like enjoy this, and so we'll just move on with the game. And if I'm out, I'm annoyed about it because I wanted to win, but we create a good game by all wanting to win, but then accepting that we can't all win, and it doesn't actually matter. So we've had fun. And that's what you get on stage.
It sounds like the kind of experience where you would learn a lot about yourselves and about your relationships with other people to take into the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Like we, every time we get together, not just as a company of boys, but anything Pappy Show does, we always start with a check-in. And the questions, they vary, but it's very much a little glimpse into how you're feeling that day. So we're always like, how you're feeling. And the question could be, like, for example, what do we do today at the school?
Favourite toy from when you were younger.
Yeah. And just like that little bit of information, just sharing that with a group of people and us learning about that. You're already learning about something, about someone. Something that you perhaps would never expect to learn before you enter the room. And you do learn about yourself, you know, because the way everyone is telling stories that are truthful and it's happened to them, you're like, yeah, I understand that. And just having the conversation perhaps unlocks something in your brain that you never perhaps have connected with. I know that's definitely happened for me, where we've had discussions about various things and it's just clarified something in my mind. I'm like, ah, that's what it is.
We had a conversation about our relationships with our fathers.
Yeah, God,
this week. And what was beautiful about it is, like, we all have very different, very specific relationships with our fathers, both negative, positive, all the sort of ranges in between. But in hearing someone else's story, you learn things about your own relationship with your own father, because even if it's like, oh, I don't have that, or I do have that, or they've got this thing going on that I don't, you then go, okay, so mine and my father's relationship is a situation where we don't have that, or we do this. And I think in just talking and doing that check-in, we're already breaking down one of the main barriers that I think society has kind of woken up to amongst men, is that men don't talk.
Yeah.
And to sort of get into a room where the first thing we do is share something about ourselves, even not necessarily the most deepest intimate way, just it could be like, if I was a fruit, what fruit would I be today? Just starting from that place, the place where we just share something about ourselves, is really lovely.
You know, there's no competition, like, I want to tell the deepest like rendition of my childhood. It's not about that. If someone's got the confidence and they feel comfortable enough to do it, they do it. And by doing that, it may inspire someone else in the room to do it. And in a way, that's what we're hoping to do with the show as well. If we can be silly, fun, tender, care on stage, hopefully some other men in the audience, women included, anyone, any gender, maybe we inspire them basically to do the same. We really wanted to make sure that the audience very much go on a journey with us, but they finish feeling joyful. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to like change narrative of this conversation. We're just saying, like, here's our contribution.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that along with this like wide narrative, there is elements of joy, there is elements of like laughing and like all of the important things to maintain happiness and positivity. We have a great time on stage, and through that we get closer together as a group. We look after one another, and I think that's very visible.
If you come to the show, you will love it. I promise you will have a great time.
That was Kwame and Comron from Boys by The Pappy Show, and that's Saturday and Sunday, 7:30pm at the Old Market in Hove, and there's a Sunday matinee at 2:30pm. They sound lovely, Melita.
They were fantastic. I mean, they were a great double act as well, because you could really hear the rapport between the two of them. And to me, you know, just hearing them talking about how men don't talk about their feelings and hearing them talk about their feelings, it sounds so refreshing. It shouldn't be refreshing. You know, it should be something that happens all the time. But I was really knocked out by the sounds of that, and it looks absolutely amazing. And there are videos online of Boys by the Pappy Show as well, so do go and check it out. So two nights only, Saturday and Sunday. It's got a Sunday matinee, and I think this could be one of those shows that people go on the first night and they just say to everyone, you must go.
So, well, it's a rare chance to see a celebration of manhood on the stage.
Absolutely, yeah. And obviously, you know, young black men or men of colour get a really bad press, so shattering some of those preconceptions I think is really, really important. So that's sounds terrific. So Boys by the Pappy Show, go and check that out. The Brighton Festival website is the place to find out information and your tickets, brightonfestival.org.